Good morning. I call to order the 1733 plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Excellencies, dear delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in the meeting today. I'd like to propose that our order of business for the day is as follows. First, I will introduce the draft report of the 2024 session of the conference, as contained in CDWP  664, circulated electronically yesterday by the Secretariat. Second, it is my intention to adjourn our meeting and continue in an informal setting, where I intend to open the floor to receive any initial comment or reaction on the draft report. If this is agreeable to all and no delegation wishes to take the floor at this stage, I will proceed accordingly. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, I am pleased to present to you today the first draft of the final report of the conference. The draft before you, contained in CDWP 664, is an attempt at reflecting the work of the conference this year in a concise, balanced, and factual manner. The text builds as much as possible on the consensus language of past reports of the conference, especially those from recent years. Foremost, the draft is based on the structure and formulations agreed by the conference in 2023. This is reflected in several areas, such as in the manner in which the presidencies are referred to and how the informal and thematic meetings of the conference are presented. References to documents submitted by member states also remain the same as in the 2023 report. Adjustments to adapt language to the particular circumstances of the 2024 have been kept as minimal as possible, while also taking into account the expectations that have been expressed by member states for how we reflect the achievements we have made this year. In this connection, I would like to draw your attention to some aspects of the report. First, the draft seeks to reflect, in a factual manner, the work carried out this year by the conference and its subsidiary bodies, as well as their recommendation to continue substantive work on the agenda items in 2025. The work of the subsidiary bodies is reflected generally in paragraph 16. They are individually reflected in section 3 under the subsections devoted to the respective agenda items of the conference. On the attendance and participation of states, not members of the conference, the proposed text is drawn from previously agreed language and that would balance different positions. We know that this is a sensitive issue for some member states. We are happy and appreciate that the countries we spoke with showed flexibility and constructiveness on this issue. Paragraph 55 includes a technical update to reflect the decisions on the work of the conference adopted this year. The text presented to you today is based on the input we received in the plenary and the consultations we have held in the last few weeks. A great effort has been made so that the report is not biased towards any party at the expense of the other, with the aim to find the balance point between positions. In order to achieve a consensus-agreed report, as this forum is interested in, each country will require some flexibility. States are asked to continue with the constructive, excuse me, and pragmatic spirit that has been exercised so far. At this point, I would like to adjourn today's formal part of the meeting, but before I do that, is there any delegation that wishes to take the floor at this point? I will proceed with adjourning this formal meeting. For technical reasons, our conference officers may need a few minutes before we move to the informal setting. I would like to seek your indulgence on this matter. We have come to the end of our formal plenary meeting today. Thank you for your constructive participation. I would like to remind you that there will be no plenary meetings next week. My intention is to hold the next plenary meeting of the conference on the 4th of September. The Secretariat will be in touch regarding the logistical arrangements of the next meeting of the conference. As said before, my door remains open to all of you for your input and a joint effort to forge a consensus on a report that will allow us to convey the discussions we had this year and continue our work next year. This meeting is adjourned.